With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Hundreds of people gathered in the Capitol Rotunda this week for the biannual Rally for Public Lands. The crowds came to voice support for funding and preserving federal and state public lands in spite of some state legislation and federal policies. MTPR's Ellis Julin has more.
Welcome to the Montana Rally for Public Lands 2025. Woo! Do you come here often?
Yeah,
we've been here before, that's right.
Hillary Hutchison, a fly fishing outfitter from the Flathead, emceed this year's rally. This public lands rally has happened at every legislative session since 2015. It draws crowds of people from across the state and is put on by a suite of conservation, hunting and fishing, and outdoor recreation groups. 2025's rally was no different. Attendees filled the rotunda and spilled out into the hallways. A theme throughout this year's rally were the layoffs announced across federal land management agencies recently.
Because we feel the pain of disconnection. In the last week, thousands of federal land management jobs have been slashed, jobs held by our family members. That's right.
Layoffs at the U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and National Park Service mean many major recreation areas could be short-staffed heading into the busiest season of the year. And the layoffs come amidst uncertainty over billions in federal funding for conservation work and climate change mitigation. Hutchison said the layoffs feel personal after her daughter lost her job.
And it's really tough because after her recent graduation, she was very psyched to start her job as a range scientist with the BLM, a job that was over before it began.
Almost a third of Montana is public land. Data released this week from Colorado College's annual State of the Rockies poll show 80% of Montanans oppose reducing funding for public land management agencies.
The fact is, defunding public lands is a backdoor attempt to set them up for sale and privatization. The fact is, the cuts to the federal public land workforce likely will not impact the nation's federal deficit.
Like Montana, federal public lands make up a significant portion of states across the West, and Republican lawmakers have eyed these large swaths of land for development or state management. Most recently, the state of Utah attempted to sue the federal government to gain control over federal public lands. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case, but state leaders say they may take the case to a lower court. Republican attorneys general from states like Idaho, Wyoming, and Alaska signed on in support of the case, but Montana's did not. However, some Montana Republican lawmakers have expressed interest in supporting Utah's attempts to control federal public lands. Libby Representative Tom Millett drafted a resolution to do just that, but it's not been introduced. Helena fly fishing guide Shalon Hastings, another rally speaker, talked about how public land is a key part of Montanans' identities.
If we lose our public lands, if we let special interests lock them up and sell them off, or slash investments until our beloved shared places are just shells of their former selves, we lose a fundamental part of what makes Montana, Montana.
Speakers at this year's rally also advocated for greater state funding for public lands. They spoke in support of keeping policies in place that would have money from the state's marijuana sales tax go towards funding wildlife and public land conservation. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.